podcast ad revenue is slowing. The latest from podnews.net with Supporting Cast, where your brand comes first. Just announced in New York, a slowdown at mid-tier companies has resulted in US podcast ad revenue growing 5% in 2023, according to the 8th annual US podcast advertising revenue study from the IAB and PricewaterhouseCoopers published minutes ago. The figure hit $1.9 billion, missing a widely expected $2 billion figure. Growth was outpaced by digital overall. Comedy, sports and news were the three highest genres for revenue, the study says, with comedy taking 17% of all ad revenue. The study notes that more than a quarter of total podcasting revenue was in niche categories, showing that diversity remains a key strength of podcasting. The IAB predicts a market of $2.6 billion by 2026. And if you're curious, previous IAB predictions for this year were $2.2 billion, $3.1 billion, $1 billion and $2.3 billion. The final, of course, $1.9 billion. Elsewhere, iHeartMedia reported its quarter one 24 financial results. Podcast revenue was up 18% year-on-year to $91 million. That's 11.3% of the company's overall revenue. Bandrew Scott has reviewed the Shure MV7 Plus microphone. Higher Ed Pods is a new directory of podcasts about higher education we linked to today. Do you make podcasts about the paranormal? The Parapod Podcast Awards have returned for a second year with an expanded category list you can enter now. In the UK, Essex-based Studio 808 announced a podcast Kickstarter program for aspiring podcasters, and Mumbler, a podcast hosting and monetization platform, has launched full support of transcripts. The transcripts in 85 languages are visible in apps like Apple Podcasts and Podcast Addict, and use the Podcasting 2.0 podcast transcript standard. In People News, Katie Law has joined Bumper as a podcast growth specialist. She also writes Pod the North, a newsletter on Canadian podcasting. And in podcast news, Adlist Media has added Minimalist Mums to its shows available to advertisers. The show, with over 360 episodes to date, gives Diane Bowden's take on all things related to minimalism, intentionality and simple living. Odyssey has launched Women Talking About Murder Today, an improvised comedy podcast series. The Missing Campers trial is new from Nine Podcasts in Australia today. What really happens when you go viral? You get internet famous, sure, but you also get little money, unwarranted attention and a confusing blurred line of consent. 16th Minute of Fame is new from iHeartMedia's Cool Zone Media. The Singer's Talk is new from Double Elvis and Volume.com, taking the acclaimed book and transforming it into a podcast series. Hot Pastrami with Alex Cantor and Lily Rosenthal is a podcast recorded in an LA deli, but not just any deli, Cantor's Deli in Los Angeles. Balderton Capital, the VC firm behind industry leaders like Wave, Revolut and Zoe, have launched What's Next Today. And Everything I Know About Me returns for a second series today, which each season features one person telling their life stories. This season, Gemma Collins tells us moments from her youth, the harsh realities of romance, reality TV and online trolls. You'll find a bunch of those trailers in our new Podcast Trailers podcast. And this podcast is sponsored by Supporting Cast. Don't lock your members into one platform with Supporting Cast. You own your podcast subscription and you control the subscriber relationship, and it's completely white labeled, so your brand is always front and center. You can learn more. There's a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.